Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Welcome to October's Very Own, a podcast by Noisy. My name is Dan Ozzie. I'm a staff writer at Noisy, and with me is the editor-in-chief, Eric Sunderman.
Thank you for having me.
Oh,
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
I'm ready for 31 days of Drake.
Well, yeah, so this is the first episode, so I feel like we should probably explain the premise. It's actually quite simple. Essentially, every day for October, we're going to be doing an episode. The entire month, we're going to be talking about one thing. One thing only, tax reform.
Also known as Drake.
Yes, Drake, the Canadian rapper.
The Six God.
31 days of Drake, an episode every day for a month. You wanted to do every month for a day. I was like, that's stupid. That's just one episode. I didn't think that was good.
Yeah, but you know,
my way works better.
We're going to talk about, we're going to analyze who Drake is, what Drake is.
What Drake, as if he's not a person. Yeah, yeah.
What he has become in our culture. And, you know, we're just going to find out something.
We're going to take a new Drake-related topic every single day, every single episode. And by the end of it, I imagine we'll probably have rotted our brains out to nothing. So that'll be cool.
Well, what I'm hoping for is the cosmic brain experience where
you want that last panel.
I want the last panel.
Galaxy brain
about Drake, the Six God.
That's such a good segue into what today our inaugural topic is. Today we're going to be talking about, our episode is called Drake the Meme, and we're going to be talking about the memification of Drake. I feel like he's more meme than man at this point. Yeah. So it seems like a good starting point. And so for our first guests ever, we had to pick two people who know memes inside and out. So first, we have just the social media warlord of Noisy, meme scholar emeritus, I would say, Annalise Dominicini.
Hello, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
I always forget that you have just a wonderful podcasting voice.
I have a face for radio, as they say.
And another meme enthusiast who is in knowyourmeme.com, has been inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Hall of Meme.
Trey Smith.
I'm important. Yeah.
Can you explain your meme quickly?
It was a two-panel of me having a good time, and then I remembered that bees are dying at an alarming rate globally.
It is quite alarming, I have to say.
And that just caught on.
Yeah,
to the point where you've been inducted to knowyourmeme.com as the originator of this meme.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if that's true, but I will gladly take the mantle. So,
do you think that Drake thinks about bees dying at an alarming rate very often?
Well, let's get into it. Because Drake is kind of a human meme at this point. I guess the most famous one now would be the four-panel Drake, like, doesn't this works great for an audio podcast? Yeah. Drake shunning the first thing, and then embracing the second thing.
And these are stills from the Hotline.
From
Bling.
Hotline Bling.
Yes,
Hotline Bling is pretty much 4 minutes of future meme.
Yeah, the video.
Yeah, yes. The video.
Right.
It's one of the most technologically advanced memes of our time.
Yeah, it's probably the most expensive meme.
It's an industry plant.
Interesting. Well, we talk about that a lot. Drake seems like a smart guy.
Yeah.
Filming that video, Do you guys think he knew? Like
he
this,
did.
This shit's
he knew exactly what he was doing, man.
He's on record going. He's on record. He did an interview, or he didn't. His stylist did an interview. Said they were watching the playback, and Drake was over her shoulder, and said to her, "This is gonna be a meme." Like he knew what he was doing. He was like, he framed it perfectly. It's like it's all he made it for the internet. He made it to be a meme.
Well, I mean, arguably, he's been a meme since his Degrassi days, mm-hmm. right?
With I mean, yeah, he Jimmy. Was born to meme.
Yeah.
Wheelchair Jimmy. Annalise, do you want to tell people about Wheelchair Jimmy in case people aren't familiar?
Well, Wheelchair Jimmy is the character that Drake played on Degrassi.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, no, his name was not Wheelchair Jimmy.
Dan asked me to explain this. Can y'all stop mansplaining for 5 minutes and let me finish? So,
stop wheelsplaining.
Spoilers, in case you've never heard or seen. In one episode of Degrassi, Drake is shot in the back, and he ends up becoming handicapped, so he uses a wheelchair. And then just, you know, that became a starting point when he started a rap career of being like, oh, look, it's Wheelchair Jimmy, and now he raps. And, you know, it was sort of like the initial Drake meme. I think that's probably where Drake was like, wait a minute, memes are more than money at this point.
Or memes can bring me money.
Yes.
Because I think Drake is a guy who's just thrived off of, like, people clowning him.
Yeah, I mean, if that's not inspirational, I don't know what is.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting because, like, let's look at, like, where Drake has come from. So he
started from the bottom.
He started from the bottom, and now he's here. But I think it's interesting to see, like, the rollout of his albums over the last, like, how many is he at now? Six, seven?
20 albums.
20,
yeah.
More Life had 48 35 songs
albums,
on it.
Yeah.
But, I love all 50 Drake albums.
Yeah. But, you know, I think this was like a natural like evolution over the last decade or so. And I think that he started to see the power of memes and power of the internet and power of, like, you know, self-deprecation. I think that Drake is, when I saw him last year with on the Future tour, I wrote a piece about it for Noisy, and I think the phrase I used was, like, we crowned him King Millennial. And I think that that's what Drake has become, because he is our generation. He's 31 years old. He will be 31 years old.
This month. You got to keep listening.
We'll do
a birthday episode, yeah. I promise.
But he grew up on the internet, you know. He's like, he grew up with phones. He grew up with this, like, in this weird space that we all live in. And he is kind of the first artist who really figured out how to market that and use those weird ideas of his and turn them into, like, movements on the internet, you know.
Eric, as our foremost Drake scholar, I should say, which came first?
Wait,
in
you're
opinion?
Saying Eric is the foremost Drake scholar, or just in this room?
In this room.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
I'll give him that.
Currently
I'm not giving him
us.
Total, like, in the world.
Eric, what do you think came first, the Drake the rapper or Drake the meme?
I think Drake the rapper. I think Drake saw, like, memes as, like, happening. He never was one to – he was always one to make fun of himself. I mean, Drake is, like,
not
a very
– always.
Not – wait. Did he
not? He used to get real mad about the memes.
Really?
Because
he seems now like a guy who can just roll with it. Because I think he understands that, like – if you're a meme, that means, like, you're famous. Like, everybody knows
you. You live forever.
Yeah. Memes do live forever. Wait, but so was he not always like that?
Oh, no. He used to, like, little, I guess it's funny. Like, little, like, tweets or Instagram posts. And I remember the day he accepted the meme.
The day he embraced it. You got a date?
Yeah. I don't have a date, okay. But I remember the post. And he was just like, yeah, here's a photo for the internet to make fun of me. And, like, that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, okay.
When was that?
This is acceptance. This was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, over the past few years, he's just been like, no, this is actually giving me great power.
Yeah.
He's become, like, power hungry.
Power comes great meme responsibility.
I think the moment when we saw him then also utilize it was probably the beef with Meek Mill. Was like when he like, I always think about the way to use like emojis, like, and how Drake has been he was probably the first big artist to really think about what is the emoji gonna be when I release a song or release an album. And I mean the where when
which
you can,
was
which was Charged Up. I think that was the big moment when it was the, you know, the dead battery that on emoji.
When you said that, I thought you meant the 100 one, which kind of he used next after that.
When did he use
100? Well, like 0 to 100.
Oh, yeah. No, I guess that was before. Yeah, so, man, I'm just learning more information here. But
think about how smart we're going to be after this month. We're going to be like galaxy brain.
Yeah, right. But I think, like, you know, he saw that if he put out this song with this emoji, then, like, Meek Mill's mentions got filled with these emojis. And, like, it's a way to, like, mobilize your fan base on the
Weaponize
internet.
Is the word you're looking for. Yeah.
You know? And I think that's really kind of fascinating to see someone move from being, because Drake, I think Drake always wants to be the biggest rapper in the world, but I always think Drake's goal was probably to be the biggest artist in the world, arguably just like the biggest cultural figure. And like the way that you do that is by making what I would say is good music, but also then like...
Thank you for that qualifier.
Yeah. But also not being like understanding the way that culture moves and the way that people consume information and, you know, putting like make clowning himself, but being aware that like clowning himself is like a cool look kind of still. It's weird.
But to a lot of people, he's just going to be Wheelchair Jimmy can somebody explain to me, because I don't remember, I never watched Degrassi, and we're going to do a Degrassi episode, I'm sure, by the way. I've never watched Degrassi, and then I don't remember exactly when Drake started to become a rapper, but like, when did those two, what?
That's just funny, I don't remember when Drake became a rapper.
I don't, because it seems like he's been around for
season,
fucking ever.
Comeback season.
Yeah, comeback season, I want to say
what
was like
his
06.
First hit?
Yeah.
Like, what was his first single?
His first hits were like, nobody listened to Comeback Season. Anybody
so
who says they did is a liar.
I'll look this up right now. Yeah.
But, well, I'm not going to say anybody's a liar, but they're... I would question them if they told you they loved Comeback Season when it came out. But nah, it was So Far Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was what, 2009?
I want to say 2008. Yeah, because, it went to spring break in Miami that summer, and you couldn't get a... Not spring break in the summer. No.
So that was like 10, that was like 10 years ago. So that's why I don't remember a time before Drake was a hip-hop artist. So, like, wait, so when... I don't remember. What was the conversation like around that transition when he was like... And how much time had passed between when he was Wheelchair Jimmy and between when he started rapping?
Exactly 2 months. No. I'm kidding.
I think it was like five, 4 years or so. I mean, because that was when he
aged out of Degrassi at one point.
Yeah. And then he got like, he started recording mixtapes. He got like the call from Wayne. Like he got signed to Cash Money. Like, and then all.
What would have been the most baller move if he, like, after he got signed to Cash Money and like made it, if he came out at his first big concert in the wheelchair? And he was like, fuck you all. You were clowning me? Well, look at Wheelchair Jimmy now.
I mean, I could see him doing that now on a tour, to be honest. Like, I could, and that would be so messed up for so many reasons. Like,
it'd be so problematic now.
It was really weird because when So Far Gone came out, a bunch of rap fans didn't even know about Degrassi and stuff. So, like, a few months after that, people were like, wait, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, didn't they definitely use it as, like, a joke? Like,
Well, and I think it's been interesting because Drake has used himself like as a meme, as a weird way to try and like show he's cool with himself. Like, he's cool. Like, he gets clowned so much. Like, the classic discussion, which we'll get into more later in, is like, is Drake like a good rapper or not, whatever. But but like, he was able to kind of take this like corny, is Drake's corny or Drake's not corny or whatever discussion, and be like, well, look, I'm self-aware. I know that like I'm corny. I know that this is going on. Like, look at me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like, well, cool. Okay, but then that's fine. But then does that delegitimize his, like, his abilities as a rapper?
I mean, some would argue yes, but some would argue.
If you took away all the memes,
yeah,
if all the memes of Drake disappeared off the internet, would we still care about his music?
Yeah, like, I think formally, the initial uses of Drake memes was kind of like to take these things people use to attack his credibility and kind of flip them on his head, which was very, very smart. Would Drake be nearly the force he is now? That's a question, but I mean, like, I'm not going to say I'm a huge president. It's like probably, like, there's still racist people out there, so, like, there's people who are going to like Drake's music.
I don't think Drake would be as big as he is now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not as big. He'd still be big, though.
He'd be big, but like, I don't, yeah, it's like.
Well, I mean, look what, like, Taylor Swift is doing with the, like, snake thing. You know, she's, like, trying to do the same thing where she's capitalizing on this meme that people have created for her. But she's just not doing
it. She's very bad at it.
Yeah, she's not doing it in a way that feels authentic. For Drake and, like, coming from that, like, what is it, that meme where the cop has pulled him over and he's like, do you have anything in there that could hurt me? And Drake's like, yeah, here are their numbers. Like, going from that, like, guy to being, like, the hotline bling, kind of, like, pushing away meme is, like, incredible.
Yeah.
What are the other Drake meme? I feel like we keep so many of them stem just from
Drake hyped up in the crowd.
That's
crowd.
A good one.
Sweaty
what's your favorite Drake meme?
I would say Drake hyped up in the crowd is like the first one that comes to my head.
What was that one? Explain that one for the.
I forget what show he was at, but Drake's in the middle of like a crowd moshing with everybody and stuff, and he looks like he's taking all the Adderall in the world, and it's just like trying to get out of his own body.
And so wait, yeah. So when would you apply that meme to a real world situation?
I don't know if I'm listening to like Carly Rae or something, because that's how I feel when I listen to her.
Oh, so you would use it if you're like, I'm excited about something.
Yeah. If I just can't believe how much beauty is in front of me.
Like me when I listen to the Japandroids, to put it in your language.
Love to listen to rock music, so that speaks to me. Gotcha. I'm really bummed that Vine is dead. Which, by the way, I still had the app on my phone, and somebody's like, why do you still have the Vine app? I was like, I don't know. And I opened it up the other day, and it just said, the main page just said, there are no posts to show, frowny face. And I was like, aw. But I feel like Drake was popular on, like, as a meme on Vine, too. Like, I feel like we only talk about the image macros. Drake was on Vine, too. Like,
Drake was on
Drake
Vine.
Was a meme on Vine.
Drake was actually my most successful post on Vine ever was at a Drake concert that I went to alone for a story on Noisy. Mm-hmm. And I took a video of a kid who was like your classic like white bro. He was probably like 17. He had a backwards hat on and he was wearing a polo shirt and he had his collar popped. And it was at the Prudential Center and he's in the front row and his phone was somehow plugged into an outlet there. And he was taking a selfie and he was rapping Rick Ross's Fuck With Me, You Know You Got It, like just like straight to the camera.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Vine? That was a good Vine, Eric.
It was pretty good. And I mean, that saw success. I don't know if that was an actual official Drake meme, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's not canon, that's what you're asking. I don't think it makes it into the rap. It's not going to be on Know Your Meme with Trey, but.
Annalise, what's your favorite Drake meme?
This is a really good question. And I've been trying to
think about the answer
for, I mean, as soon as I found out that I was going to be on this podcast, which is an honor. I just wanted to say thank you.
To be the
so
first
much.
Guest.
To be the first woman on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. You're a pioneer.
This
you're like
amazing.
Kathleen Hanna. You're like, yeah.
I can't believe it. It's like, this is my moment. Anyway, I think my favorite Drake meme has to just be the one where he's like, yeah, here are all my ex's numbers. These are who can hurt you. Because that's like the perfect. Like, that's when it, I feel like that's when it started. Like, Drake being sad as a meme is just like.
Sad Drake. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really just inspirational, too, to watch, like, as a fellow sad person, to watch Drake, like, have these memes made about him and then just, like, move on to, you know, having Donald Trump parodying him on SNL. Like, that's the American dream. That's, like, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. Like, that's everything that I think.
He legitimately started from the bottom.
He really did. I mean, you know.
Here's my question for the group. How much time, like, do you think Drake is actually active on the internet and social media? Or does he have, like, does he find out about memes, either about himself or other memes, like, from his, like, crew? Like,
no, he
his,
is active.
You think he's
he
active?
He definitely
he's
is active.
He's constantly on Instagram.
Drake has Google Alerts set up for himself.
Yeah, well, Drake wakes up in the morning. He reaches for his phone or his laptop, whatever he's doing. What's Drake's internet day like? What do you think?
Hop in that Twitter search bar, man.
You think so? But what is he looking for? Just Drake?
Just types in Drake. Drake in an adjective, Drake in a verb or something.
Drake fucks. Oh, yeah. Good results today. I don't really follow him. Is he on Twitter a lot or not?
No.
He's like in Instagram, right?
Yeah, he's a Grammar.
Does he follow? I'm going to look him up. Does he follow a lot of people?
Well, one's a former editor for Noisy. Actually followed all of the people that Drake follows on Instagram, I think,
to see what it was like to live as Drake.
He follows
more, double what I follow. He follows 1,475 people.
Pretty good.
Let's see if we got any mutuals. The Rock and Miley Cyrus. That's it.
You know, it's interesting. I've been sitting here thinking, like,
he follows Nardwar. For the record, that's pretty cool. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we all should be following Nardwar.
I was thinking too, you know, thinking about how Drake has weaponized memes over the years. So, like, I think the peak moment of Drake's meme usage was when he literally used memes to end Meek Mill's career. Like, he sat on stage at OVO Fest and played different memes of Meek Mill getting owned and just, like, just rapid fire.
Boom, I feel like we're going to definitely have an episode about Drake's beefs.
Yeah, we'll
my
get
God,
into
the,
beef.
But
beefs,
the Meek Mill
beefs,
one.
Please, proper grammar.
Yeah. Is beeves?
Beeves.
Let's not get into this.
Beeves is the plural of beef. Yeah, that's for another podcast.
No. I'll take a half an hour if it takes to settle this.
Beeves.
You think beeves is the plural?
Look it up. It's in the dictionary.
It's in the dictionary.
Yes.
So if you're like, go to the store, what do you want? I want 20 beeves. We're having a barbecue later.
Spaghetti is a plural of spaghetto.
So anyway.
No, Eric, I'm actually not done with the beef thing.
There's also a plural of penis. It's not penises.
Peni?
P-E-N-E-S.
Penis?
Penis, yeah.
This guy is on Know Your Meme. I can't really argue with him. Okay, but like, yeah, we will definitely devote an episode to the Drake. The beefs of Drake's life, the most important ones.
It's beefs.
The beefs. Let me do that one more time. We will definitely devote an episode to the beefs of Drake's life.
The beefs are dying.
The beefs are dying. But I want to just talk about the Meek Mill one real quick. Because that one is super pertinent to... First of all, nobody would have put money on Drake in this Meek Mill beef.
I didn't. I mean, I was sitting here thinking, I was like, this is it. This is over. This is it. Meek Mill, this guy, like, literally came from the streets, like, battle rapping in Philadelphia. He knows, fuck yeah, like, he's going to take down Drake. And he just got clowned so hard. I mean, one could argue that Meek Mill maybe not the smartest guy and, like, kind of made some bad decisions in how he presented that. But Drake mobilized his army.
You can't underestimate your enemy, your foe.
No.
It's in Sun Tzu's The Art of War,
like,
as we all know.
And Drake knows how the internet works. And Drake knows, like, if you, like, put out a song, like, this way, or you put out a song this way, and you have, like, the right emoji with it, and you time it right, like, you can just get... And he kind of, like, he not only made... I mean, I think Back to Back is, like, fire. Like, that song rules. But I also think the fact he was able to make an army of fans, like, just, like... basically battle rap for him through, like, different memes of Meek Mill is, like, genius.
Explain what he did in concert with the memes.
So he stood on stage at OVO Fest, and he did what Jay-Z did to Nas, like, with Summer Jam.
You say Nas? Because I'm from New York, and I feel like here we say Nas.
Well, look, I'm from the Midwest. Give me a break.
So anyways, Nas and Jays are out there.
But so he stood on...
Jaws, Nas, and RZA are all on stage.
But so he's on stage, and he's performing, and he just... put like a slideshow of all of, like, the memes that the internet had made about Meek Mill based on, like, the beef that they had over the last, like, that those previous few days.
How do you think he – do you think he had someone collect those for him? Uh-huh. Or do you think he
I think
went
he
out
had
of...
favorites. I think he said, I like these.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he's just looking through
guy.
A binder of memes. And he's like, yes,
Drake
one of
definitely
these.
Has a guy who goes and just searches the internet all day.
He's got a meme guy.
He's got a meme guy.
He hires
he's got
the
a weed
Jew.
Carrier, and then he's got a
yeah,
meme guy.
Yeah.
He's got a guy to smoke his weed for him.
Yeah.
And he's got a meme guy.
Yeah.
That's living it, the life right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Drake has, like, been in the public eye since, what, he was, like, a kid, pretty much? So, like, he knows. Yeah. I mean, I think the going back to the Meek Mill beef, like, the fact that Meek Mill could tell the entire world that Drake was peed on in a movie theater, and, like, that
that's gotta
didn't
be
end
an episode.
It.
We gotta like, do an episode
that's...
on that.
Oh, we were doing that.
Okay.
You know,
that's going to be a
It
full,
was the original P-tape, yeah. I would say.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it was. Like, he flipped the script. Like, he just knew how to control the narrative. And he controlled the narrative through, like, stupid jokes on the internet.
And that's why you should not do memes.
Kids,
just
memes are
no
not a
memes.
Toy. Well, we touched on the memes, but we touched on so many topics that I'm realizing that 31 days might not be enough. Like, this might have to be a year of October's Very Owned. But this was the first episode of October's Very Owned. Obviously, we have so much more to talk. You're looking at the Titanic, you're in the Titanic looking at the iceberg. You're just looking at the tip. Just the tip. Let's call this episode Just the Tip. So obviously, there's a gigantic iceberg underneath the water of Drake. We will get into that over the next 30 days.
31.
Well, today's day one, so the next 30 days. If we still have brains left by the end, I mean, it was a great journey. I just want to say that up front.
In this allegory, are you, or this metaphor, whatever the correct thing is.
I'm Jack.
Drake is the iceberg.
Yeah.
Are we the Titanic, or is the podcast the Titanic, and then we are the passengers.
Ooh, I think the people listening are on the Titanic and we are looking at the iceberg. We're going to crash and they're going to die with us.
We're steering them straight to death. Okay.
Iceberg, right ahead. That's us. Well, thanks guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on the Titanic.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.